Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Snack bites due to misbranding. They'll be re-released with the corrected name Scalding Hot, yet somehow still frozen in the middle pockets.
Yeah, you're in good company.
Guess what today is?
Wednesday.
Ah, this is gonna be fun.
This is all very strange.
I agree. Something's not right.
I love that show.
It's hammer time.
You can't eat this.
It's been 3 days and it's spoiled.
Very nice.
Good morning. Yay, Wednesday.
Yay.
Welcome back, Lance, from one day off.
Yeah.
Everything go okay at the doctor?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. You're all healthy and great?
No, I wouldn't say that. But, yeah, I mean, functional, let's put it that way.
Functional.
Now, when you go to the doctor, I don't know what kind of doctor it was, but do you get weighed?
They did not weigh me yesterday, but some people shy away from that, but I embrace the weighing.
You do.
Good for you, because I don't. I take my shoes off if I'm wearing a sweater.
Really?
Yeah, I'm very
Well, you remember
particular.
That one year guy was complaining about all the excess pounds that are on him when he goes in with his belt, wallet, shoes?
Yeah, but then you can just think to yourself, hey, that's probably about, you can make up a figure and make yourself feel good. You can say, oh, that's about 7 pounds high based on what I got on me.
And it was like seven pounds.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Because we did not, he was saying 10 pounds. Like,
no.
He's got an extra 10 pounds. Then
he's got too much walking around money in his wallet.
Well, he probably does have that. But we scoffed at that. And then we took the mail weigher and weighed all his stuff. And it was like 7 pounds. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I believe that.
Women don't carry as much on them as men do.
I agree. Well, that's because
we have the purse.
Right. I mean, you know, if you figure keys, wallet, shoes, what else, Kevin?
I'm trying to think. My wallet's got a lot of stuff.
No, we're talking about women. Tickets. Get your hand away from your mouth.
Sorry.
He's like this, talking like this.
That's my thinker pose.
Definitely those three things. And I mean, my keys, I don't have like a keychain that has like, you know, three or four keys on it. It's probably got like 15 or 20.
Yeah. I have, my purse is very heavy. My wallet alone is very heavy.
What's all in there?
A lot, but it's a nice wallet.
Oh, okay. There you go.
It's a Gucci.
That's a good point.
And you have your lottery winnings.
You know, I've been slow to win lately. I'm kind of getting angry at the at the lotto. I've bought a couple in Missouri recently, and I never usually do. Zero.
What?
I'm better on my side of the river.
For, you're playing?
Scratchers.
Scratchers. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, just a dollar or two, not even that. So I'm going to stick with my Illinois lottery.
Land of Lincoln Scratchers.
And plus, I like to help my state as much as I can.
It needs the help.
Yes, it does.
It needs more help than you guys. Speaking of lotteries, that Aviston, Illinois Queen of Hearts jackpot, up to what, $900,000? But, you know, if you think you can get in, you can't, because they had to cap the number of participants. But, yeah. And I don't know how many cards are left, but it's $900,000.
Well, they've done it for like 44 weeks, so on a standard deck of cards, I believe 8 left.
10 remaining.
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
Do they keep the Joker? Do we know? I mean, that would make sense if it's been
the Jokers are in.
Jokers are in. Okay, so 10 would make sense.
Yeah, they're changing it up with Uno cards this year.
Wait. 20 per the Legion, the American Legion gets 20% of all the ticket sales, which is great.
Man, what a great fundraiser.
It really is. I mean, if it goes to this, that's when it's a great fundraiser.
Right.
And so if you want to get in, you're not going to be able to. Remember the one in Illinois that I went and bought tickets for? The guy was like, had a criminal past. The guy that won.
Hmm.
And I think he did not end up winning the money.
Because of that?
Something like that.
Really?
Something happened. I remember. And I don't know if they
rolled it over.
I don't think they did. I think that the Legion or whoever just got it back. I'm not exactly sure. I like to make things up. But nobody really knows this early in the morning and sound like I'm intelligent. We do have a lot of stuff on the show today. I know Kevin mentioned the shopping spree, and that's your first chance at 6:10. We have two chances today, 6:10 and 810, and it's $10,000 you spend in 98 minutes. 98 people will be registered when we are at West County Center on December 8th. Also, U2 tickets. Lance was off yesterday on his normal Missed Connections Day,
hey.
So we moved it to today. We'll do that around 7:25. There is a crazy story in the news today about a worksheet that was sent home or done at school. I'm not sure, but we have a copy of the worksheet. And it's very inappropriate for middle school, put it that way. I mean, it's crazy. Like, it seems like a phony story, but it's not.
Is it, like, outdated? Like, something they used
no,
in the past?
No, I can't even explain it to you. It's just, I can explain it to you when I do the story. But it's, like, words that middle school kids shouldn't really know in their vocabulary or know what these things are and their questions. But it's crazy. Dangerous Toys List is out. We'll talk about that. What employees really want from their employers. We'll talk about that. I mean, there's a lot to do today. Looking forward to a fun show. Jen will be in around 6:25, 6:30. She'll have your first schmig at 6:40. But right now, here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
All right. Well, our first report was kind of quiet. Our second report with the wet roads, not so much. Traffic is sponsored by...
It holding me back.
It's 5:53 on Y98 with Courtney, Kevin, and Lance. A lot of stuff to do on the show today. A few weeks ago, we talked about... It might have been a month or two. I think Guy gave us a quiz about what do you do in different circumstances. And one of those things was if a shark attacks you, what... And I think there was like a multiple choice of what you should do. And they said to go for the eyes, I remember.
I always heard, I thought it was punch him in the nose.
No, the one he did, it said go for their eyes.
Right.
Okay, poke their eyes out. But that seems hard, right?
Yeah.
Well, there is a surfer that was in Australia, and he narrowly escaped a shark attack on Monday. He's there for work, and he had just recently watched a YouTube video with a surfer who described his famous escape from a great white shark. And he said to himself, when the shark hit his hand, he was surfing. He had a massive thud on his right side. It blindsided him. And so immediately he thought of what the surfer did. Punch him in the nose. Exactly what you said, Lance. So I just punched it in the face with my left hand and managed to scramble back on my board, shout at my friends. A wave came and sort of surfed the wave in. He wasn't injured. I mean, he got punctured a little bit. His arm was bleeding. And then he went to the hospital and he was fine, but punched it in the nose. Very sensitive nose, nostrils, apparently.
Now she punched me in the nose, babe.
It says, if you look at, like, from National Geographic, it said, concentrate your blows against the shark's delicate eyes and gills. And then it also says a shark's snout is also said to be sensitive. So, if you're planning a surfing trip in the winter, you're going to Australia or anywhere, punch it in the nose. Two people so far have survived. I think that's good enough.
All right, yeah.
Weather-wise, it's going to be much warmer today. We're going to get up to 60, and then tomorrow, going back down to 50. But then this weekend looks pretty nice, but some showers in the forecast. Right now, it is 49, and here's Lance. Ahead of your news and your extended weather with your... Y98 traffic.
It's sponsored by Walgreens.
All-time low on Y98. Yes, they will be at our Mistletoe show on December 2nd, along with All American Rejects, Fits in the Tantrums, John Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls, and Lights. Tickets still available for a fun Saturday night concert out at St. Charles Family Arena. You can just go to y98.com/mistletoe for all the info. I would think that if I flew more than I did, things would bother me more than they do when I fly now. You know,
because yeah, I understand what you're saying.
I'm so white knuckled on a flight that I don't really pay attention to a lot of things when I'm on an airplane. Lance also has a fear of flying, like I do.
Yeah, I never even got into a plane until I was in my late 20s.
Oh, I think they say if you start young, it's like nothing to you.
Yeah, I believe that.
That is until you have a horrific flight from Las Vegas at night,
yeah,
where your plane drops out of the sky like a million times, yeah, and the person next to you is vomiting.
I was that person.
Were you not a problem flyer prior to that?
Not at all.
Okay.
Never thought about it.
Yeah, you know it's bad when the pilots go, you know, maybe we should have stayed in Vegas.
They said that?
Well, the pilots didn't say that, but the flight crew looked nervous Okay. When the flight crew looks nervous, that makes me nervous.
I agree with you.
But now I'm just nervous all the time.
Me too.
But this is something that we've talked about on the air, I think as recently as last week. And since a lot of people are going to be flying for the holidays, for Thanksgiving and for Christmas, this survey came up again. And I completely disagree with America. Who should get the armrests on an airplane? Answers?
We've always discussed.
Well, now you can have your own opinion.
No, but I totally agree with your opinion. The one in the middle gets both armrests because the one who's outside, you can lean into the aisle, and the one who's inside gets to lean by the window.
All right. Lance.
Sorry, I was tracking an accident there.
Who gets the armrests on the airplane?
Who should get them is the middle person because, well... Yeah, I mean, the window person, you can kind of lean into the window a little bit. I kind of, you know, the aisle person has nowhere to go then. Because they
the aisle person can still lean out. They have a direction that they can go.
Yeah,
even
but then you get hit by the cart and stuff and other people.
But you still have an armrest.
You have air next to you. Whereas the person in the middle has shoulders or shoulders.
I'm going to say... The person in the middle gets the armrest toward the window side.
So you're saying the aisle seat gets both armrests?
Yeah.
Ugh, you're so wrong.
Wrong!
According to a new survey, the majority of Americans don't think the person in the middle seat automatically should get the armrests on both sides. I disagree. 42% say the person deserves them. 58% don't think so.
What else do they have?
They have nothing.
Yeah.
They have bodies next
to
them. It's not the person on the aisle can get up and do, you know, walk around if they want to. Go to the bathroom 1,000 times. The person
that
in the middle.
Sounds like a petite person who doesn't sit on the aisle much saying that. As a large person who sits on the aisle, it's not that fun.
I'm just saying the aisle, you have air on your left-hand side.
Right, you have the left-hand armrest.
Well, and you also have traffic, that's what I'm saying.
You do, but for most of the flight, there's not a ton of traffic, so you have all that, you know, the illusion of more space. When you're the window seat, you have a headrest. You can sleep.
The window seat's the best.
Yeah,
it
right,
is.
Agreed.
It's the best.
You have middle, you have nothing.
I like to call the window seat the leaner seat. You have opportunities to lean and be comfy.
And the window seat on Southwest is called the sea boarding because that's all that's left. If you are one of the last people on the plane because you get to choose, you don't have assigned seats, that's all that's left are middle seats. Give them the both armrests.
Yes. It's all they have, America.
Right.
The survey also found that 59% of people say you should not take off your shoes. I agree with that.
I mean, do too.
Especially if you don't smell your own stank. And I do. And then 87% say you shouldn't take off your socks. What's the deal? But if you have your shoes off.
I don't know. If you have thick socks, I don't think you can smell it, but. Take off the socks.
And another thing, and not to be all Larry David crabby, but if you're a man, shorts are not a great thing for the person next to you with your hairy legs. And here, I'll let Larry explain it.
Let me give you a little tip, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For traveling, a little traveling tip. Try not to wear shorts. It's not all that attractive to look at for 5 hours.
Are you kidding?
No,
I wear these on every flight when I travel.
Really?
Because it's very comfortable. These planes, if you notice, get very hot.
Yes.
Well,
I'm comfortable in pajamas, but I don't wear pajamas on a plane. I like to sing. I like to whistle. I like to play the bongos on my leg. I like to imitate horses, but I don't do it.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because there's somebody sitting next to me.
Okay. Oh, you're very uptight, dude.
Man, I don't think it's uptight.
You've never seen a man's legs?
Yeah, they're grotesque.
The opposite of grotesque. People's sexiest man alive coming up in Entertainment Schmig in less than 6 minutes.
Loving can hurt.
Entertainment Schmig. Brought to you by Dirt Cheap. The holidays are right around the corner, so think Dirt Cheap when stocking up for get-togethers. Local, domestic, import, it's all on the cheap at Dirt Cheap.
Cheap, cheap, fun, fun.
We had the rumor yesterday, but it's confirmed today. Blake Shelton is people's sexiest man alive. His quote, y'all must be running out of people. Like, wow, we're down to someone who is somewhat symmetrical.
Kind of funny.
He also said,
As proud and honored as I am that you guys asked me, really the only thing I care about is that I can't wait to shove this up Adam's A. Adam Levine was named Sexiest Man Alive 4 years ago. So, you know, he's going to give him a hard time. And it's going to be a new storyline on The Voice.
Mm-hmm.
The two of them giving each other a hard time about how they're so sexy. People magazine also came up with the sexiest body parts, and if you put all of these together to form a human, it would be one ugly man.
Okay.
Sexiest eyes, Bradley Cooper. Sexiest arms, Jason Momoa. Sexiest chest, Daniel Day Kim. Sexiest smile, Barack Obama. Sexiest hair, Andy Cohen. Got a little St. Louis in the sexy.
Really? And he's great, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sexiest abs, Harry Shum Jr., from Glee and Shadowhunters, and sexiest butt from Game of Thrones, Kit Harington.
All right.
Great. How much for just the butt? I don't know.
Jen!
Don't isolate that. Simon Cowell. Okay, so he almost died last month. He woke up in the middle of the night, didn't feel well, walked downstairs to get some hot milk, and on his way back up the stairs, scary, he fainted and fell backwards down the stairs. We heard that he fell down the stairs, but I didn't realize he fell backward and got head first, kind of. Well, that caused him to reevaluate his life. He's on a health kick now because this is what he was doing pre-fall down the stairs. 80 cigarettes a day.
How is that even? I read that this morning. I don't think there's enough time in the day.
People said, especially when you consider all the places that don't let you smoke anymore.
It's everywhere.
Well, and especially
4 packs of cigarettes a day.
It's crazy.
Well, also, you know, he does all those shows. He's always, you never see him smoking.
Right. They said.
They probably had to take a lot of breaks during the filming of Idol and America's Got Talent.
They said, if you do the math, and let's say it takes 6 minutes to smoke a cigarette, 80 would take close to 8 hours.
Oh my God.
Of smoking, man, a day.
It's crazy.
So he's on a health kick. More exercise.
Well, the health kick is just stop that.
Not drinking vodka anymore. More exercise, less drinking, and a lot less smoking. Because someone said he was a human ashtray.
No wonder he never changed a diaper. Where's the time?
Right. Gotta smoke. His new health kick, he also said his son, he has to take good care of himself now that he has more responsibility. Oh, whatever. I love how his son's 3. It took him 3 years to figure out he maybe shouldn't smoke 80 cigarettes a day.
Wow.
People are jumping all over the new Justice League film because comparing it to Wonder Woman, they say the Amazons in the Justice League film show a lot more skin. And that's the difference between a movie made by a man and a movie made by Patty Jenkins.
Yeah. I was going to call her Penny.
They said Wonder Woman was directed by a woman and had a female costume designer named Lindy Hemming.
Yeah.
But in the Justice League movie,
what's the costume designer's name?
Lindy
Hemming.
Lindy B. Hemming.
Hemming.
Yeah.
It should always be Hemming.
And then in the Justice League movie, they're wearing leather bikinis designed by Michael Wilkinson.
Kevin was going to make a note of it. I saw him grab his pen.
Look for the bikinis with the Amazons.
By the way, Rotten Tomatoes is not going to reveal their score for Justice League until opening day on Friday. That's later than they usually do it.
Why?
I don't know. Some people are saying maybe it's because
it's bad and they paid them off. I'm just making
somebody
that.
Said,
I don't disagree with you. The other ones have not been great for them.
Somebody said, does it have anything to do with the fact that it's a Warner Brothers movie and Warner Brothers owns a minority stake in Rotten Tomatoes?
Ooh, I don't think that should be illegal.
If that's true. Yeah, I don't know. Although, we had a story that said bad reviews on Rotten Tomatoes does not affect your box office take. Even if you have a stinky movie.
But I think it helps it.
Well,
yeah, I think it does.
And Rotten Tomatoes, they slammed Batman versus Superman. I mean, I can remember that too.
Yeah.
And there was backlash with that. So maybe they're kind of like, well, we'll just hold our tongue on this.
Yeah, yeah. Because one movie that we talked about, there have been a few movies this year that had perfect scores before they were released. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people became more excited to see them. Like
Get Out.
Get Out was one of them that held a really high score for a long time. Baby Driver was the same. That's why I went to see that one. And another one this
summer.
Speaking
of Get Out, yes. It's pretty interesting.
Get Out will compete at the Golden Globes as a comedy.
What?
I mean, comedy or musical?
Is it because it's a category?
It's dark. It's like a dark. It doesn't make sense, but I guess they don't want to be up against the dramas, the serious stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll see if it pays off for them. That is Entertainment Schmig. We have more for you at 8:40. Online, a ton of stuff at Y98.com, including Taylor Swift surprising some fans at a Target and Pink's carpool karaoke, if you're still into that sort of thing.
People are.
Carpool karaoke is not worn out. It's welcome. But right now, Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
Sponsored by Dell. Let's start on the Illinois side. Got a crash.
Kesha on Y98. Kevin and I both agree, when you have the under six set singing this song, you know it's going to be big. His son Jackson likes to sing it in the tub.
Yep.
And
you need to record that stuff.
Oh, he shuts up when you, soon
no,
as you break.
You need to do it slyly. Figure it out. All you got to do is hit record.
Okay.
Seriously.
I'll have to get that. I'll get
on. You're the one with the children. You need to do a little work for the show, people. I mean, you know, I can get my dog having nightmares and how that sounds. Not that exciting. But Nora does the same thing.
Oh, yeah. I actually brought in a video of her singing it because I got her while she was behind.
She didn't see you.
Her dollhouse, yes. But then she proceeded to wipe my phone. And I lost it.
Oh. Mm. See, Jen's at least trying.
Oh, hey, I'm up there. I'll get it.
Yeah. Voice gets very high when he's backed into a corner. All right, I went to ask Kevin.
That's just my normal voice.
I went to ask Kevin about this. You know, a lot of people have foods that are weird together and people are grossed out by your combination. But Kevin being one of the biggest fans that I know of Pop-Tarts.
Yes.
I wanted to see what he thought of this. There's a guy that just posted he tweeted a picture of how he eats a Pop-Tart. And he said, "You ain't from Iowa if you never had one of these." And what it was, instead of bread for a grilled cheese sandwich, he used two Pop-Tarts and a slice of American cheese in between.
Ew, what flavor would be good with that?
I don't know.
And I like a sweet and savory. Sweet and maybe some cheese too, but not a Pop-Tart and cheese.
No. No. I would have to, no.
All right. I don't know if they were cooked either. Then the cheese would, I think they would have to be cooked.
For grilled cheese.
Because the only thing I can think of is a peanut butter flavor, but even that wouldn't.
Ew, peanut butter and cheese?
Right. I mean, unless they have salami Pop-Tart.
Ew, I can just imagine what the gel would look like inside of it. Now they could totally do Braunschweiger Pop-Tarts.
Gross.
With the cream cheese frosting. That would be awful.
You know what, next time Pop-Tart puts on Twitter submit your own flavor, you run with that one and see how far it gets.
You'll all be not laughing when I win all the big money. Braunschweiger Pop-Tarts.
All right, it's time for the news, brought to you by First Community. Get $100 cash when you refinance your auto loan from another lender to First Community now until the end of the year. See firstcommunity.com for details. Morning showers, that's put a wrench in some people's commutes today. 60 the high and 49 now with Lance Hildebrand and traffic.
And that is sponsored by the folks at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Niall Horan on Y98 with Courtney, Kevin, Lance, and Jen. Big day yesterday. Can I have the kazoos, please? I am excited to announce to you. Wait for it. We have a dog.
You got the dog?
I got the dog.
Wow. You did?
Yes.
little Benjamin?
Well, I don't think we're going to
keep
his name Benjamin. Okay, so here's the story. You're saying, was this planned? Nope. I told my kids after I was sick last year, I mean, they've been begging for a dog. And I said, not now. And then after I was better, they said, come on. Well, now, can we get a dog? I said, let's wait 2 years. So next month will be 1 year. But a couple days ago, I was looking on Instagram and I saw the cutest dog at the Humane Society. He was actually featured on Channel 5.
Yeah, one of Sammy's stars.
Yes. So I was like, oh my gosh, this dog looks like a stuffed animal. So I go out there. I see him. He's adorable. He checked all the boxes. He's a puppy, so he's going to be around our family for a long time. He's tiny. He's smaller than one of my previous cats. He's 8 pounds.
Oh, yeah. He's a Maltese mix, right?
Maltese and mini poodle. Is that a Maltie poo?
I think so.
Let's call him a malted doodle, okay?
Okay.
A mini malted doodle. He sounds like a candy.
You'll be cleaning up some malty poo.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Those bladders are small, too. Don't think they're not.
I know. But if you blink, when you're outside with him, if you blink, you can't.
You don't know.
You might have missed him going to the bathroom.
Okay.
And he looks like a stuffed animal. I mean, he.
So you brought him home already?
So I put in an application. And I got the call yesterday. Come pick him up.
No. Oh, wow. Yes. Was that fast? Because mm-hmm. You just put the application.
They took them all, like they took them for a day, took applications, and we brought home this dude that, okay, my kids are trying to come up with names for him. Let me see what we
all
have
right, what
so
are
far.
The, what's on the list? You haven't had a dog in how long? Well, since Nora's been alive.
Our dog, Abe.
He was a senior dog, too, when
he
you
was.
Got him.
We had to, and that, I mean, I know some people are like, puppies. Listen, we adopted a senior dog. He lived for maybe 5 years, and I don't feel like I can do that to my kids.
Yeah, I get it.
I'd like a dog that lives for more than 5 years in our house. So the kids have come up with a bunch of names. George, Bob, Nora calls everybody Bob, Manny, Blizzard, and Judy Hopps.
Judy Hopps from Zootopia?
From Zootopia. Officer Judy Hopps.
Yeah, but you can't because it's a male.
I know, but Jimmy Fallon has a female golden retriever and her name's Gary. So I thought it would be funny if his name was Judy.
Yes, I don't mind Judy. I have a friend that has a beagle named Karen and I love that.
I told the kids I cannot call this dog Blizzard because all the kids in the neighborhood were like, yeah, Blizzard. Like, no,
because they're like, that's tough.
Yeah, right.
I can't say Blizzard with a straight face. He's 8 pounds. He's not a Blizzard.
Yeah, you can't let him go out in a Blizzard.
I already found this morning that I don't think he likes to pee when it's raining outside.
Oh, Peebo Bryson doesn't like it either.
I like George.
Peebo's more like Pino.
Yeah, no, right? But he loves the snow. It's bizarre.
Oh, yeah.
Snow's fine, rain, no.
I love George only because we had Abe, because we got him from the Humane Society on President's Day. So I feel like George is fitting in with the presidential
I like George
theme.
Dogs. Yeah.
And he's so tiny and like his name is bigger than he is.
George is cute.
George.
Now you have to post a picture.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
All right.
It's been hard to get him to sit still.
God, how happy are the kids?
So we talked about it. I was leaving work yesterday. I said, okay, I'm going to get a dog. Hello. They said, you should videotape it. I was like, great idea. So we came home. I went inside a minute early to get the iPad set up. I made the mistake of letting him out of his crate.
Oh.
Probably should have just left him in there because as soon as they showed up at the door, he started like jumping at them and they weren't expecting it. And so Nora started crying. Finn ran into the other room. It was not the video that I expected.
The viral video.
Right.
But oh my gosh, they love this dog. Nora wants to carry him around like a baby all the time. I mean, he's going to be pushed around in a baby stroller pretty soon.
Oh, he's so cute. I saw a picture of him. He's adorable.
Yes. And when I showed it to you, I was like, don't get too excited. This dog is not coming home with us. He did.
Hey. I'm very happy for you. Only because Nora pets every dog in the neighborhood.
Yes. And she wants to walk them. And she wants to walk the dog. She made the mistake of walking a German Shepherd in our neighborhood recently, and then she started running, and then the dog started running, and she like went airborne. So an 8-pound dog is right up her. That's her speed. 8-pound dog. 8-pound blizzard.
Very exciting.
Yeah, new member of the morning show.
Can you work Friday?
Maybe. Teach him some roads between now and then. He knows how to sit and lay down.
Well, I know he probably also knows how to say highway road. it's a start.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to you.
Yes. Thank you.
Well done. Traffic is sponsored by IKEA at 717.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.